Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to our show on science and climate change. Thank you for that song, John. We have John Yoder on the line and our German caller, Dylan, and Don and Ben just popped in. So it's actually Don, Ben, and our German caller. I think John's call might have dropped. I just want to thank you for calling back. And I know our German friend Dylan is probably paying a lot of money for this phone call, so I cut the song off early. I just want to review last show. Dylan prescribed that we must cut down on consumerism and manufacturing of mass goods in order to protect the environment. He shifted away from Greta Thunberg's simple solutions and emphasized a more cooperative way where the whole world could benefit. And we had 5 contributors on the last show who made really good points. I'm just going to make 2 or 3 before we start the next episode. The concentration of carbon dioxide and CO2 in our atmosphere as of 2018 is the highest it's been in 3 million years. I'm pretty sure they weren't tracking it 1 million years ago. In 2016, it was the warmest year on record. NASA and NOAA data show that global averages in 2016 were 1.78 degrees warmer than in the mid-20th century average. 17 of the 18 warmest years have occurred since 2000. 11% of all global greenhouse gas emissions are caused by humans and by deforestation, comparable to emissions from cars and trucks on the planet. Let me repeat that. 11% of all global greenhouse gas emissions caused by humans are caused by deforestation, which is comparable to the emissions from all cars and trucks. Well, now with the Amazon forest burning down, that could be a bigger danger sign. The Amazon is a carbon-storing powerhouse. In the Amazon, 1% of tree species sequester 50% of the region's carbon. And the last, I'm not going to make all 10 points. This is the last one. 11% of the world's population is currently vulnerable to climate change, such as droughts, floods, heat waves, extreme weather events, and sea level rise. As I mentioned, there's a mountain called Mount Blanc in Italy that is on the verge of major collapse this week. And its glacier had already showed fractured lines and has already partially collapsed. Hi, Dylan. How are you doing?
Yeah, fine. I didn't know whether I should call back, but I tried, and I'm here.
And here you are. And I just want to say before I pull in the other co-host, thank you for your enthusiasm. Thank you for finding us on YouTube. And I'm going to post these two episodes by Sunday, hopefully, on YouTube. So we have Ben, Don, and John Yoder on the line. We have three of our four hosts. Good evening, everybody, and thank you for calling back. So who would like to go first this time?
Well, first of all, I thought the guy in Germany, his name is Bob, or is it Dylan?
I made a mistake. His name is Dylan. It's not Bob.
Oh, God. All right. Anyway. Yeah, no.
Sorry, Dylan.
Yeah, no shit, Dylan.
But the
bottom line. Yeah, but, you know, the carbon emissions, 3 million-year science, that's an easy one. And for the most part, we're looking at absolute situation where there is going to be global warming. We have to accept it and move on. There are going to be new species. These people are, these consumers, you know, they're not, some of them are not human. But they crave.
Don, are you in a Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh.
But,
okay, sorry.
Yeah, but for the most part, the carbon emissions are real. And we have to really be concerned about it. As I said, I used to have a Prius, and that was great. And Ben always used to laugh at me about it. And I'm like, what? But, you know, one of the things that we have to remember is that China is 30% of all carbon emissions right now. And the Russian forest is a big one, too. That's the forest in Siberia.
I didn't laugh at you because your car is embarrassing. There's a lot more to it. There's a lot more to the Prius influx
nice
that we've had. Where do you think
the
massive amount?
The electricity needed to make it, and the batteries and all that stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
Right, but do you think? I mean, war is bad. If driving a V8, if you don't need to, is bad, then fighting a war to get resources like tons and tons of lithium and copper, that's bad too, right?
You don't fight a war. You go in and invade. If you don't fight a war, you invade it. And now there is no physical invasion. It's a financial invasion. All the fiduciary countries lead the world. That's what, one thing that, what's his name again now? What's Bob's real name?
Dylan.
Okay, that's what Dylan has to understand, is that when you become number one, everybody else plays in your hands. And so,
Wade is on the line. Wade is on the line.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Hey,
well, if you have to invade Bolivia to get all the lithium you want, then you invade Bolivia. And, that's where the diplomacy comes in and all the money. You give them incentives and they let you just come and walk in. You know, that's why Africa has the problems it has, because it lets everybody with a dime walk in and take billions, trillions. So, this is the way of the world right now, but it's got to change, and that's where our young people are coming out. And it doesn't matter what persuasion they are. Party they belong to, they are actually saying their own party by becoming independent. As an independent, that's a strong group of voters right there, and they're mostly comprised by youth or the young. And so we've got a lot of things that we have to work out, and this is going to, you know, this little girl, she is just, she's nothing to worry about. There's Syria, we're getting ready to build another vacuum. Some people never learn, getting out easily is one thing, having the allies take over, but not when you just pull out real quick, willy-nilly, and leave everything there. I mean, you can imagine all the
do you honestly
of armor.
Are you advocating for staying a little while longer?
I'm advocating for tearing down the troops, but making sure that the a bulk of the well, this is Assad's thing. The thing is that Russia's going to love it because it'll give them free reign. And this is really Assad's thing. He knows all about what's going on. You know, we can't. You know, the Kurds have been with us, and we can't let them down. Their small group there, and you know, there's a lot of things in Syria. You know, it's just tribes. It's just seven tribes. It's not even a full union. And yet Assad controls them all like a puppeteer. And it's not
the problem
right.
Is that they've
it's
been,
not our ju-
they've
but
been
it's not
fighting.
Our
they've been for fighting for, since the before the United States existed.
For centuries. They've been fighting for centuries, man. So,
so
you
do
know,
you
this
think
is
Trump
not,
was going
to
pull
fight.
Out? Just Trump just woke up one day and decided to pull him out? I'm sure he had meetings he didn't want to tell you about.
No, I'm sure he did, but the bottom line is that Syria needs to solve its own problems because its own problems are unique to themselves. I know there's another humanitarian situation that's involved, but for the most part, we don't understand anything about, really anything about Syria. So we should more or less stay out for now and just, you know, monitor the situation. But we don't have, but we're in it now, so we can't create the vacuum that always happens, always. 100% of our pulling out of an area results in, I won't, you know, I'll stop throwing out those numbers. But a big part of us pulling out is a vacuum is always created in that area that we've pulled out from. So that vacuum is usually almost one, okay, fully
the problem,
bad.
I'm not sure whether I understand correctly because my English is not so good. I think you were talking about war and such things in the last minutes. Am I right? It was
correct.
A field of Syria and war and so on, United States and so on. I just want to tell you in a short sentence how we scientists think about war and all those things and conflicts and everything. We think that 400,000 years ago, the first weapon trader produced war, because war is not belonging to human beings by nature. A trader wants to sell a lot of stone axes 400,000 years ago. And he's beginning with telling stories about one group killing the other, which never happened in this time. We know now 400,000 years ago we had a peaceful system. We had no wars. Absolutely not. And our economic system produced the first war. The trader had an interest in selling as much as stone axes as possible. And for that, he had to produce a mentality in the heads of the people for war. And if we change it, and if we pay the American weapon industry for producing peace, with the United Nations organizations must measure how many people are killed every year by wars and by weapons and by detonations and such things. And if the number of the killed persons in the world decreases, gets lower, 5%, we give the same money to the weapon industry as before. So we change it into a peacekeeping industry. And so we can solve the whole problem of the war in the world, because war is not natural. Human beings, by nature, are not leading people. And so,
what does that mean by nature? The
World Council of Five People. Yes.
What do you mean they're not by nature?
our genes, we are closer to the, I don't know whether you know the bonobos. Bonobos is Pantaniscus bonobo. It's a human, it's closest to us humans. And the bonobos and we, 400,000 years ago, had a similar social structure. And that means that we are living with the other groups surrounding us. We are living in peace. When bonobos and our ancestors met other groups, they are meeting and they are taking the people into their arms and making cooperative solutions.
A bonobo is a primate. That's a primate
that
you're talking about?
Are 10 million years ago or so. Maybe then we had wars, but not 400,000 years ago. And our economic system changed our mentality into a war mentality. This is an artificial product of our defective economic system, because we never paid the weapon industry for peace, we paid it for war. And this is a mistake.
And that's what I say about minority peoples. They don't really naturally feel war. It's sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and bacon, babies.
No, you're not. You're trying to make yourself special. He's talking about human beings as a species, not minorities.
No, actually, I gave a Don quote to a minority and they were offended. about that similar quote.
What happened, Wade?
About the minorities just want sex, drugs, and rock and roll or something like that. And
let's
I gave
keep
that
it
to
on
someone,
topic.
A non-white person that didn't like it. Yeah.
He didn't like it?
Topic. They didn't
Let's
like
keep
didn't
it
like
on it. Topic. We're live on YouTube. Let's keep it on topic.
I would have a counter view to that. I would have a counter view to that. From a scriptural sense. From a scriptural sense, there was a planet that was peaceful. It was had paradise. There was no fighting, no killing. And then a thing called sin entered in, and the first man, the son of the first man killed, his brother, Cain, killed Abel. And after that, sin entered the world. And since then, animals have been killing and eating each other from the very beginning.
That's
and so
true.
Have humans. If you read the whole history of the Bible, it's nothing but war. Nations against nations, kings against kings. Now, I am half German, so you could take it from my German brothers, the Amish, the Pennsylvania Dutch. If you want world peace, they don't believe in violence or killing. They also don't use electricity or modern things. They work the soil, and they don't kill their babies. And if everyone wants to join my brothers that are Amish, we could save the planet. But going back to reality, Greta Thunberg, she's a political tool. And by that I mean, if she wore a red MAGA 2020 cap, she would have been vilified and criminalized and basically shot down. So this is a political thing. Now, here's an interesting thing, because we want to talk about safety of the children and of the planet. The leading cause of death among children in the United States is car accidents. 4,000 kids a year, which is about 13 kids a day, die from that. Now, the leading cause of death in children in the world is diarrhea, caused by defecating because you don't have toilets, people pooping in the streets and getting sick and dying, as well as other things such as children dying in birth, such as malaria, cholera, other things. Also, starvation is actually the leading killer on the planet. 9 million people a year, which is 27,000. So to make that point, 13 kids in the U.S. die from car accidents. 27,000 people die every day in the world because of lack of food. Now, this is not happening in the United States. Is happening where there's no refrigeration, there's no fossil fuel, modern farming or transportation. And this is what the lie is about. It's not about saving the children. This is about a political agenda. If we want to save the planet and we actually went green, millions more people would die across the world. This, and as far as emissions, the biggest creator of emissions are volcanoes. So if we want to clean up the planet, we need to destroy and plug up all our volcanoes on the planet, which are constantly erupting and spewing
wildfire.
Out their, and wildfires. We need to eliminate all wildfires, which are natural occurring, and kill all the animals who eat each other, all the carnivores. Kill all the cows. Those are the facts. Can we handle
one
that?
Danger? I see one
John,
danger.
Donald Trump is not a victim, just to remind you.
Okay.
Well, actually, he's still under investigation. I believe he is under attack for impeachment, if I understand, except they haven't voted for an impeachment, which is really weird. How do you do an inquiry when you haven't voted to actually impeach? That's, he's still under attack since day one, actually. So, yeah, he is a victim.
Nobody wants to impeach him. We just wanted to put the pressure on to see the sideshow really evolve. On your Democratic former Democrat president.
Well, that's not what the leader of the House, Adam Schiff, said. He said, I want
Adam
a lot
Schiff
of dirt on Joe Biden. He lied publicly,
reading
false statements.
He's not the leader of the whole Democratic Party. That's the whole point. But everybody else has to understand.
Nancy Pelosi is leader of the Democrat Party, and her son has huge ties to Ukraine. So look at the hypocrisy. If you want to side with the Democrats and toy around with impeachment, then good luck to you.
Those white
Democrats will just have to go down.
Pelosi, Kerry, Romney, Biden, all of their sons are on board of directors of energy departments in the Ukraine.
Correct.
Wow. How did that happen? Does anyone want to investigate that one?
Don't forget we have a foreign caller. They don't want to hear about our petty politics.
Hey, Jane, you're hollering from across the room.
Yes. I see a danger in Germany. For us scientists, we see things a lot of not other in other way. We should not go on with the old way of thinking about the world, with the old way of discussion about Trump and discussion about this and that and that. This doesn't help anything. This will not bring solutions to anything. Everything will go on. Take a look at Greta Thunberg and Germany. In Greta Thunberg, in Germany, she didn't reach nothing. Our German chancellor was very friendly and said, oh, Greta, we give you something. We make something in the field of climate. But if the chancellor is a clever woman, she knows she doesn't want to ruin the German economy. And because of this, what she offered was, in reality, it was nothing. So Greta has no success at all. And in Germany, here was her main field because she wanted Germany to be the first state in the world who gets carbon free and so on, carbon dioxide free and so on. Yes, but in Germany, Greta Thunberg had no success at all. The chancellor said friendly, "Oh, I will do something," but she didn't do anything. It was just a show. Yes, so and only with this, together with the World Council of Wise People, Kreta can get reforms in Germany. We can, I told you before how we can produce money by a better economic system. We call it the third system.
You said how to save money, how to stop waste, but that's not producing more. That's actually just cutting irresponsible spending, making more money available.
No, this is a misunderstanding. We can really produce new money, and we can. In Germany, we offered Greta Thunberg $900 billion for climate changes in Germany. And if you get this cooperation, Greta could have her first success at all. Because now Greta Thunberg has no success. Trump does not react on her. Putin does not react on her. Chancellor Merkel didn't react on Greta's begging. Nobody reacts. And only Greta's only chance is the World Council of Wise People, because they know how to make a whole economic system better, and a better system gives us more money and gives us more possibilities to give in Germany $900 billion in the next 7 years for the climate field. We could make a coal stop industry in 2026. Yes? And so,
I'm sorry, but
so
what you
if
just
we
said
want to have a better
to...
world, we must concentrate on new thinking and not old thinking. Also, the history about wars in the Bible. I know this all. I read the Bible, every word, yes? It's full of wars, but it's the last 5,000 years. I was talking about 400,000 years ago, and scientists know 10 million years ago there were wars, maybe. But 400,000 years, we reached a higher level of cooperative evolution, and in 400,000 years ago, we were living in peace. And then came the traders of weapons, with weapons, and they produced the war that we can read of in the Bible.
You really believe that story, and they haven't lived it? Did dinosaurs, did they peacefully live with each other, or did they tear each other to pieces? Why did they have sharp teeth?
What about the dinosaurs? The dinosaurs were killed 65 million years ago. So human beings never had to do with dinosaurs.
And the dinosaurs lived peacefully, and we came from them.
No, the dinosaurs, the primitive, the longer you go back in evolution, the more war you get, because animals are very aggressive. But if in evolution, we develop more cooperative systems, cooperation and peace is successful in evolution, more successful than war and antagonism. Yes? So in evolution, the human beings 400,000 years ago were peaceful.
So if we came from animals and animals were aggressively fighting each other, you don't think we became peaceful if we came from them, if that's in our DNA?
Yes, because every animals are primitive. Animals are aggressive because they are primitive. But high developed animals with a big brain, like bonobos and human beings, I'm talking about Homo erectus, Homo erectus 400,000 years ago was a highly developed being with a big brain of maybe 1 liter, 1 kilogram, 1,000 grams of brain. And this brain enables the Homo erectus to be highly cooperative and peaceful, because cooperation is more successful than war.
So you're saying we evolved to be peaceful, and then we de-evolved back to being aggressive, but yet we're more evolved than we ever were? I don't follow.
Genetically, we are still peaceful but our culture made our mind crazy and made us thinking about wars too much and doing them too much often. But this is a cultural product. In our brain, we have, we call it, in science, we call it memes. We are talking in science about genes and memes. And the memes comes from memory, the word. And in our brain, we have aggressive thoughts. But this is a cultural product of our dysfunctional trading system. Which is more than peace.
But
you understand DNA. You understand DNA code.
This is the development.
So you're saying,
and the ego
you're
is.
You're saying in our DNA code that the aggressive gene was the non-aggressive gene came in there, and there was no more aggressive gene, and then someone put back the aggressive gene in there, because you know how DNA code works. Once it's in the code, it perpetuates itself. So we got the
right.
violence gene, but the animals had it, and then you're saying we lost it or someone took it out, and then who put it back in?
No, we have two things in evolution. We have manipulation. We have manipulation that reaches the brain, and the genes and the brain are not the same. We can produce war tendencies by manipulation of the brain, but the genes can be peaceful, because we have hints, a lot of hints. Think about 4 million years ago. We call it the Australopithecus. 4 million years ago, we lost our big weapons in our teeth. We had big, we call it in German, the big teeth, like the lions, we had teeth, because we were aggressive 4 million years ago. But we lost those aggressive weapons, and got an evolution in direction of maximum of cooperation, and cooperation and peace are more successful than killing each other. But the weapon industry needs us killing, and so manipulations changed our brain, not our genes. Our genes are still pacifistic, but our brain is aggressive. And this is by manipulation, and by changing the economic system, we stop this, and the people will be able to live in peace.
I disagree.
Disagree with that. They disagree with if we were around 4 million years, we'd be way overpopulated by now. Our population doesn't suggest 4 million years, or even 1 million, or even 100,000. Just think how much we populated in the last 5,000 years. Do you really think that we would have only 7 billion people if everyone's having, you know, if you just double your population every generation and you go 4 million years, how many people are going to be on the planet?
Overpopulation is a very big problem. Overpopulation, we know from science now where overpopulation comes from. In our economic system, 400,000 years ago, the traders were interested in reducing the bodily contact between mother and baby, because the mother and the baby should consume consumer products more. But if you have a long contact, a bodily contact from mother to a baby, the mother will not get another baby. If we stop the contact from mother to babies, you never will see in the United States a mother which will have a very big bodily contact with a 10-year-old child. This is not accepted in the United States. And so if you have more body contact between mother and baby, you get less babies. And the overpopulation comes if you have no contact between mother and baby every year. you get a new baby. Because our biology is like this. We get more babies when the bodily contact between mother and baby is less. So
if we change the economic system again, then we get less people again.
Everybody take turns.
Stop overpollution. Overpopulation.
It makes sense, Bill. Because the mother, in her most nurturing times, needs that body contact, and the babies, if they have no contact, that's not the point.
That's not the point. I mean, that was a nice explanation, but it was totally outside the point. We were talking about the tendencies of man being aggressive or not aggressive, and then it turned into overpopulation and science between that. I disagree with just everybody can be, you know, forgiving and get along and work together. That does not work. If you study the hierarchy of even lobsters, they fight for the top position all the time. We are no different. If you put 10 men in one room, there will be an alpha. If you put 10 women in one room, there will be an alpha. Regardless of media manipulation on their brains, they will create a hierarchy just because they are all in one room. Hierarchies exist between countries also, and it doesn't just work with collaboration. You can't just live with collaboration and say that stops war, because hierarchies exist, and not everybody agrees with another power structure. If you understand physics, an equal and opposite reaction, if there's a force, there's either the force has nothing to push against or it has something to push against. And if it has nothing to push against, the force keeps moving. If there's a country that's defenseless and a country that has arms, the country with arms will take over the country that's defenseless. That's human nature. It's always been human nature.
Peaceful people are not soft. They are tough. Peaceful people say we have here clear contracts and we have clear rules and everyone has to follow those rules, because peaceful people are not chaotic or soft or like this. Peaceful people have rules and contracts between human beings.
Yes.
Peace is a matter of a contract, and no one is allowed to break the contract. Yes? But the idea you told that human beings were always aggressive is scientifically not right. It's not the truth.
My philosophy seemed to be peaceful.
And he's talking about the social contract that was originated by John Locke and Rousseau.
Yeah, I've tried the peaceful thing. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. That's why I vote for Trump, because he's actually getting things done where the peaceful people that I followed were squashed and destroyed by the media. Wade, go ahead and say that.
Yeah.
Wade wanted to say something, John.
Okay. I think the point was being made by our friend from Germany that we need a new system. And I think, to me, like, one of the things I believe is the root of evil in society is the idea that we can force somebody else to do what we want. Now, you know, we can't, it was just mentioned that we need contracts and agreements and toughness. So I think there needs to be a clear distinction between trying to control another person versus, you know, digging your feet in the ground and controlling yourself and not allowing other people to control you. Now, if you think of the idea, you know, maybe, you know, people say, oh, of course, I'm not going to push people and boss people around and threaten people. But if we really have a society, if we really restructure society with the idea that we cannot control people, that changes a lot of things. That means we get rid of a lot of red tape. That means no more taxes, because taxes is fundamentally about controlling people. I think a lot could be done if we get, you know, stop accepting the idea that a person gets to control another person will.
Yeah,
you know,
but
that's something you have to accept.
Dylan,
somebody gets to do what they want to do.
Yeah, Dylan has a good point. And, you know, one of the things about the I haven't threatened anyone in years. I don't think I've threatened anyone in my life. And it's a peaceful feeling. And you do have that social contract that you just are like, you know, whatever you do, just don't do it on or to me. And we know that we're going to be spiritually good for heaven, the afterlife, or wherever you're going to be, the best places you can be, because you've led that kind of karma and you know it. So that's one of the things that's great about being a peaceful person. And that's one of the things I love about it.
John, one thing I was trying to say is about evolution. Like, when the social contract was created in England, it was an agreement for people who were evolved that they could agree to exchange some of their natural rights for civil rights, and they could live peacefully in a society based on a contract of agreement. And that involved the magistrate, the police, the court, and they all had to have respect for those institutions.
Exchange natural rights for civil rights? Can you say that one more time or explain that?
Well, if you've ever read any of the classics like Thomas Hobbes, John Locke, or Rousseau, you would know what natural rights is: the right to freedom, happiness, and contentment. And since we all have to be forced to live under some form of government, civil rights are rights that are protected through law enforcement and everyone cooperating with the law. That's the difference between natural rights and civil rights.
Right.
If we talk about philosophy, it would be more important to think about Adam Smith, because Adam Smith is interpreted often very wrong, in a wrong way. Adam Smith, the people say this is the idea that the market will lead to positive goals. If you have a free market in capitalism or in market economy, everything will go a good way. But this idea is totally wrong. And Adam Smith was sometimes also thinking about it, whether this idea is maybe wrong. And the professors now here in Germany say, yes, this idea, what is said, that our market system is positive, is not correct. Our market system is producing a lot of things. In USA, we had in Germany a lot of television reports about the opioid crisis in United States, where a pharmaceutical company made a strategy where the doctor.
We have two minute warning.
So our economic system must be corrected in the direction of health and happiness and peace.
If we don't change this system,
we need the rest of the world.
And all of Adam Smith's writings, though, he never factored in corruption. And that's the thing about what was wrong with his forecast. But I understand.
Let me word it a different way, though. What about this? That instead of saying the market, saying not forcing people, because
that's
you know the problems and all the
slavery.
Fighting happen when we corruption is forcing people, right? And, you know, I don't think we've ever had a free market. You know, freedom, the libertarian idea of freedom is that you do not force people. You don't force people to pay taxes. You don't force people.